Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. On previous episodes, I have discussed the absolute garbage steel dossier in great detail in a fairly recent episode. I'll put it in the notes here. I talked about Danchenko, who is the person, someone Durham is going after. You know, it's an interesting strategy because Danchenko was the one who said, yeah, so I don't know why Steele said this, because that's not really what I said. In many cases, highly substantive differences. And yet, for some reason, they're not going after Steele more or after the people who paid him. Are they ideally trying to understand why Steele's dossier differed in major substantive ways and was always stronger than what Danchenko, the main subsource for the dossier, said? Well, nonetheless, I don't know what Durham's doing otherwise, the special prosecutor, but he's going after Danchenko for lying five separate occasions. But I had told you that the FBI, this was the news to this point, offered $50,000 for Steele, who came up with none of the dossier. He got handed it handed to him, and or just hearsay through people like Danchenko. He had not confirmed a thing. He had not went over and done any kind of surveillance. He just supposedly, you know, kind of curated alleged hearsay. Well, as I said, Steele really then exaggerated Danchenko's stuff. But in the trial that's coming out, it's not that Steele was offered $50,000 to start to substantiate, but $1 million if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. But under James Comey's FBI, it didn't matter whether he corroborated anything. The allegations still got put into that Foreign Intelligence Service Act warrant to surveil Carter Page, even with all of the contradictions that the FBI knew perfectly well about, either in the very first Foreign Intelligence Services Act warrant to surveil Carter Page, or in some of the updates. Like every once in a while, you have to refresh it. It's once every 3 months or something like that, once every 4 months. You can go listen to that in the main episode. But yeah, not $50,000, $100,000. Yeah, we went over in October of 2021, a group of FBI agents, says FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Agent Brian Auten. Yeah, we went over to speak with Steele overseas about the dossier. And yeah, we offered him $1 million if he could corroborate the allegations. And then Auten testified that Steele could not do so. So you've really got to go to Durham and better be trying to figure out, so what are the P's and Q's on why the Steele dossier was so highly uncorroborated yet still existed? We know who paid for it. And so if it was so highly uncorroborated and not even in the spirit in many, many main ways with what the main subsource said, then why was it not in the spirit? What kind of lies were thrown on there purposely? Well, apparently all of them, all of those differentiations were thrown on purposely. He had a main subsource who did not say those things. And they were even things like, well, no, we speculated that just between, Danchenko would say, between me and Steele, that was speculation. But we never put any, we never said any of the sources that we have speculated that, and or other things that was like, well, no, that person didn't say that. It was just that I got a text about it from somebody else entirely. It was hearsay. So the real crime here is really why the Steele dossier seemed as solid as it was, even though it was uncorroborated. Like, it shouldn't have even been listed as solid as it was. And considering who paid for it, the Clinton campaign and their cronies, then why did it have those exaggerations inside it? But yeah, not just 50,000, to corroborate, but 1 million. And now we have the FBI supervisory counterintelligence analyst Brian Outten testifying that the Steele could not corroborate squat. So again, one of those things where I've told you before, I don't guess, okay? I mean, now granted, I do get it. If I'm just kind of saying, hey, remember this is so-and-so, and I don't give specifics, then you should say, I don't know that it's so-and-so. Why didn't you say the specifics? I get it. I mean, we can't always speak with every single site. But just FYI, here's another example, straight from the horse's mouth. $1 million. Outten testified that Steele could not do so. He also said that the FBI had no corroboration of allegations in the dossier, but nevertheless took that information and inserted it into the Foreign Intelligence Services Act warrant to surveil Carter Page. This is a big one that I did here a couple weeks back, where we compared literally the Department of Justice looking at the information that the FBI had and then comparing it to what the subsource said. The FBI, the Department of Justice, literally looking into, wow, this doesn't line up, and neither does this, and neither does this. So do you just get to do the Keystone Cops, or does someone get in trouble? Because this was a politicized dossier, leaked in a politicized way over a standing president. And if, you know, at some point, when is it not about intent? Or if not, are you looking into the intent? Did money exchange hands? Did meetings occur? Why did these FBI officials allow these uncorroborated things to get into the warrant when not only did they know it was uncorroborated, but knew that it was contradicted by the main subsources of Steele? Why are those people not being jailed? All right, just a new piece of information I had not had yet. That was, it's the, again, the trial of Danchenko, day one, which was October 11th.